When he was in his 20s, Abraham Lincoln fell into deep despair over the prospect that no one would remember him for having done anything, that he would leave no mark on earth saying he had been there. Of course, we know he needn't have worried, but he did. And it was that fear that drove him to take those risks for the betterment of the nation, of humanity, that ensured he would never be forgotten. On the south face of the Campanile at UC Berkeley, a bronze bust of Lincoln, sculpted by the man who raised him on Mount Rushmore, looks down with intelligence and compassion at anyone who will take the time to stop, seek its gaze, and reflect. It's an odd placement, first, because it's so hidden, but also because Lincoln never looked down on anybody. In my work as a mediator, I am constantly in the presence of people who plead for dignity and respect. No one ever had to ask Lincoln for dignity and respect, not even his political enemies, not even the people whom he might have blamed for causing him to send hundreds of thousands to their death. It was in his nature. Respect for others was an imperative of his own dignity, and that nobody could take from him. As we enter 2009, the 200th anniversary of Lincoln's birth, this country, the only one founded on an ideal, no matter how imperfectly practiced, is in peril not unlike that which faced Lincoln when he took office 78 years ago. Every day we digest stories of greed, stupidity, ignorance, and just plain selfishness that are ripping us and our country apart. These combine to produce a slavery of the spirit. We have elected a man who seems to possess the calm and the steadiness of purpose of a potential Lincoln, a man who can give us all hope, who does not denigrate those with whom he does not agree. It will be a great help to him and to ourselves in our own relationships if we made the effort to do likewise. With a Perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.